I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a very interesting show in store for you this evening. It'll be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be talking about advanced alchemy. We'll be talking about yoga concepts. We'll be talking about cutting-edge science in the area of health. We'll be talking about techniques that will help you with your practice of reality creation. But before we get into all those topics, we start the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga. That's J-A-P-A, or mantra repetition. And that will be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Sachidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now take this time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. Is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. I'd like to also take this opportunity to give my thanks and appreciation to the longtime listeners of ET Yoga simply for being you. Being out there to be receptive to this information and to see how the popularity of the audience of ET Yoga has grown over the course of years. And also, I much appreciate hearing feedback from you concerning program content. And also, nothing makes my day more than to hear about your successes in picking up ideas, concepts, and techniques from this program. And you can always email me at etyoga. Actually, there's two websites now, or email addresses. One is paperfungo, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo at yahoo.ca. Or green at etyoga.com. Green as in the color, at etyoga.com. I also have a website, etyoga.com, and you can always go to that website to hear free archives of these broadcasts. And all you need to do is go to the main page, and on the main page is a button there called Radio Archives. You hit that one button, it'll take you to the most recent shows, and you can access them by date and some of them also by content. So even should you be inclined to hear the Hari Om mantra played over or tape it yourself, you could just go to the archive and play it at your leisure. A very powerful technique, which is one of the reasons that I like to start off the program by utilizing that. Also brings back fond memories of Sri Swami Sachidananda, and I also personally believe he does this particular Japa Yoga mantra, the Hari Om mantra, the best that I've ever heard. And at the end of the program, I also share a technique called the Who Am I technique, another very, very powerful technique. So at the end of the program, you can look forward to that as well. Now, my personal spiritual journey started many decades ago, but sometime in the 1970s, I started putting the dots together from information from multiple sources, specifically Barbara Marciniak and Bringers of the Dawn and her channeling of Pleiadian information, and from Bashar, who was being channeled by Daryl Anka, and his civilization was the Asasani, and also Jane Roberts and her books, which most people refer to as the Seth material. Those three in particular, along with some Sirian information, some Andromedan, some Arcturian, and all of these extraterrestrial groups were, in my opinion, presenting humanity with a new way of thinking. And that new way of thinking was based on the concept that thought creates or belief creates. And, of course, this program is called ET Yoga, and the ET stands for extraterrestrial. And a lot of people have asked the question, how can you do yoga on radio? Well, it's because yoga actually means union of you and your higher self. In the West, most people relate to the word yoga to hatha yoga or the postures or asanas, as they're called. And that's what most people call yoga. But yoga, as Sri Swami Satchidananda would say, is more about standing on your own two feet than it is standing on your head. And the true yoga is union. Union of you and your higher self, or union of you and the universe. That's what the real yoga is all about. And because a lot of the positive extraterrestrial information helps us in our spiritual journeys, it is, in my definition, a form of assisting in the yoga process. And thus the marriage between ET and yoga, and how you can do yoga on the radio. In addition, some of this extraterrestrial information has very practical applications. And thus I call ET yoga a new yoga, or the yoga of belief, because in putting the dots together among all these different extraterrestrial civilizations and the information that has been channeled to the planet, it's not about proving that the extraterrestrials exist. It's just a matter of presenting the information and letting people decide whether the information is true or not. And the assumptions that come from this information basically make you come to the conclusion that we're creating our own reality. And beliefs are at the core of this. And, of course, many people know about the concept of the placebo and how a sugar pill that should have no logical impact on a person could actually be as effective as real prescriptions. And thus, people can get amazing results from just believing that they're taking something that's going to make them better. And the reason is simply that we believe it. There's a placebo effect, and there's a nocebo effect as well. So, for example, if someone told you you were going to die and you believed them, you could actually create the condition by believing it. Because the bottom line with everything is, everything is about belief. And even our scientists are coming to similar conclusions now, even though a lot of this information came out in the early 1970s. And some of that new information, for example, Tom Campbell, one of the top physicists, quantum physicists of our day, has recently stated that intention affects future probability. Another way of saying that thought creates. And as well, people like Greg Braden have talked about computer simulations that are showing that the universe operates much like a computer program, a reality computer program. And like every computer program, it has its language of interpretation, and that the language of the universe, language of interpretation, is belief. So thus, what you believe is. When you take this concept a little further, what we learn is, and other new quantum physicists are showing, like Dr. Bruce Lipton, showing that about the first 6 or 7 years of life, what we're doing is downloading beliefs. And we're downloading beliefs from our initial caregivers. And if you want to find out what you believe, all you need to do is look and see exactly what's happening in your outer reality, because it is our thoughts, our beliefs, our intentions, and our emotions that create the outer reality that we experience. Most people are not aware of this. And I've also found over the course of time that no matter if a person is a PhD in the mainstream educational system or some other characteristic that in our society would categorize someone as being highly intelligent, even highly intelligent people, if they're not ready, cannot grasp that concept, that it's our thoughts, beliefs, emotions, intentions that create our outer reality. And I think part of the reasoning for that is that in our society, what we're taught is to regurgitate information. And it's not necessarily valid information. For example, as Bruce Lipton points out, the whole medical system is based on Newtonian physics, which compared to quantum physics is completely off base. It's like the medical system looks to diagnose the physical body and then has multiple ways through drugs and vaccines, etc., to affect the physical body. But quantum physics pays attention to the fact that the brain or the mind is part of the equation. It's not only part of the equation, it's the main part of the equation. And once you learn that it is your beliefs that create your outer reality, the placebo effect is not just true in the area of medicine and placebo pills. It's true in every area of your life. Whatever you believe is. And about, 10 years or so ago on my website at etyoga.com, I put a free download there called The Root Cause of Disease, because I made the connection that you have the ability to heal yourself. And if you really understand how the universe works, you also understand how health works. And I was so thrilled when about 6 or 7 years later, Greg Braden came out with his video called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, which you can still find on YouTube. And it's about a woman from the West with an inoperable tumor that goes to Beijing, China, to a Qigong center, and 3 master practitioners there made her tumor dissolve in 3 minutes. And that's an established fact. And you can actually watch a video of the tumors dissipating if you go and check out that information. And the concept there was that these 3 practitioners have learned to affect someone else's perception of reality. And it's basically done through thought and belief and seeing the person as already been healed and making a heart-brain synchronicity to the point where their emotions are in alignment with each other and affects the outer world that we perceive. And I knew about this concept 7 years before Greg Braden put the video out, but I was so thrilled because it proved the concept. And most recently, I had a similar experience when Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lipton, and I highly suggest you check this out, has a new YouTube video out. It's about 2 hours, but it's worth it because in 2 hours, you'll learn more than 98% of the doctors on this planet. Because he talks, the title of the YouTube is The Biology of Belief. And he goes through and specifically outlines exactly how belief affects health. And the bottom line is not only do our beliefs create our outer reality, it also creates our health. The two are inseparable. And what I found out about 10 years ago is that the farther you go into the area of self-empowerment and learning how everything in the universe works related to the belief concept, the more the two areas cross over, and that is information about health, creating excellent health, maintaining it, and actually dealing with issues is totally conceivable and possible. And how the two areas of improving in the area of consciousness and improving in the area of health can go hand in hand. Now, many people are talking these days about the concepts of reality creation. And in my opinion, I break it down into three categories. First area of reality creation is the beliefs that you download from your initial caregivers. And many people never change these beliefs. So many things keep repeating themselves in people's lives because they don't change their beliefs. And as Dr. Bruce Lipton points out, a lot of the programs that are running are subconscious programs. So sometimes you may find that when you're doing reality creation, that there may be certain things you're trying to create that you have issues with, or you struggle with, or you have an inability to manifest, and it's because you no doubt have some subconscious programs that are not inconsistent with that desire. Thus, I call that it falls into the category of the third area of reality creation. The first one being the beliefs you download from the time you're a child. And if you want to find out what you believe, all you need to do basically is get a piece of paper and pen and write down some areas of your life that you like to find out, okay, what are my beliefs in the area of success or money or career or relationship, whatever the area it is that you want to find out about what you believe, and then start identifying what's actually happening in your outer reality, because it's a perfect reflection. And you need to do your homework, because we can thank our initial caregivers for those wonderful beliefs that were positive, but some of the beliefs maybe weren't so positive or became outdated or no longer useful. So part of the maturing process is to reprogram some of these old beliefs. And the second area of reality creation, I find, is the one that people should put their initial focus on, because it relates to the concept that nothing in the outer experience comes with built-in meaning. In other words, events do not come with built-in meanings. We place definitions on outer circumstances and emotional spin on them, and that creates the experience we get from them. It's like two people can experience the exact same event and have exactly opposite reactions. We're like two people eating the same food. One really loves it and one hates it. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. So the rule of thumb here is, if you place a positive emotional spin and a positive definition on an outer circumstance, you will eventually have a positive experience. If you place a negative emotional spin and a negative definition on an outer experience, you'll have a negative experience. And I've challenged listeners to ET Yoga for the last 10 years or more to log this concept down in a book and try it. Just start playing with it, experiment with it. Certain issues just take care of themselves right away or within a day or two. Because of the nature of the topics, some of these areas may take weeks or months. So what I challenge you to do is write down or make a list of things that you see in your life that you would define as negative, and start throwing positive spin on these areas and positive emotion. And even if you can't see any possible way anything good can come from it, you can even say that. Look, I don't see any possible way anything can any good can come from this, but I'm going to throw a positive spin on this situation, positive emotional definition, because I just can't wait to see what possible good could come from it. And once you get it, it'll blow your mind because it actually works. And to me, this is the easiest way to convince and prove to yourself that it is your point of power to realize that you're creating your outer experience. If it's just happening by random or somebody else is in control, then you're powerless. So it's actually your point of power when you realize that you are the person creating it. And so to me, I suggest to people to really focus on this area, what I call the second phase of reality creation, because it's the easiest one that if you actually put some time in on, like put 5 or 10 hours into this practice and see what results you get. And log your results. Okay, I put positive spin on this on such and such a day and this topic. And then when the situation resolves itself, write down the results. Now, the third area of reality creation is where you're not using an existing situation to put positive spin on, because it's where you're actually creating a new experience. And this, to me, is the trickiest part of reality creation techniques. And in my opinion, certain ways and techniques work for some people, don't work for others. You just kind of have to experiment and play with. But there's some current information out there that I find is really helpful. And at some point in the program tonight, I hope to share with you a technique about programming in the subconscious, because apparently just before you fall asleep at night and when you wake up in the morning are two periods when we're in delta brain waves. And it's the easiest time to reprogram your subconscious. And if you're having problems in the third area of reality creation, which is kind of creating a new situation, it makes sense to do a little bit of programming in the subconscious or in the different brain waves. Because apparently when you're between, you know, 1 and 7 years old, you're in a similar brain wave. And thus, how you're able to download all these beliefs. And then, as you grow a little bit older, you start moving into alpha brainwaves, and eventually, where most people function is in beta. And beta is where your attention is usually is on the outer world. And it's why there's so much of a focus on getting the population addicted to technology, getting you addicted to things like television, your iPhone, a lot of the new gadgets, because they draw your attention outward. And as David Icke would say, if you can control what people's focus of is, in other words, where they put their attention, if you can control their perceptions, you can control their behavior. And that's why I try to distance myself from television and as much technology as humanly possible. In other words, my rule of thumb is to only use technology sparingly. It has some wonderful benefits, but at the same time, if you're an addict to it, it's detrimental to your spiritual growth. And as Bashar would say, in our current society, there's one road leading to technological enslavement, and there's another road leading to freedom. And these are the two paths that you can choose to follow. And in my personal opinion, we're going to see a split of the Earth into a 5D Earth and a 3D Earth. And clearly the 5D Earth will not be entrenched in enslaving and tyrannical technology. My opinion would be that a couple of groups that have been in control of mankind from behind the scenes, the Alfredoconians and the Anunnaki, are starting to lose control of the experiment, and thus the new 5G programs and AI involvement will lead to a control of humanity through electronic means. So, from a spiritual point of view, as I listened to a recent video by Eckhart Tolle, he talks about the zombie-like behavior that we're seeing around the world today with people staring at their iPads. To me, it's just ridiculous for a few perks that you're going to get from this technology. People are going down a path that will lead to their total addiction and enslavement. So, in the areas of reality creation, Marilyn and Merlin the Magician have stated that it's the critical concept that many people choose to avoid believing that they are creating their outer world because it makes them responsible. And the truth is that we are 100% responsible for what we experience. And a lot of people just don't want to take any responsibility. Not only that, but some people have just so bought into the degrees that people obtain in the educational system, so they just believe all this information that they regurgitate. And the more you regurgitate, the more higher the degree you get, but it doesn't mean that it's valid knowledge. The only real knowledge, in my opinion, is self-knowledge. You can learn how to do certain things, but it's not about you becoming more self-empowered or you becoming more conscious. Now, in the spiritual journey, most people go through the phases of first the planting of the seed, as it's called, when people realize that there are higher levels of consciousness and that we have the ability to attain them. And also a stage where you become less identified with your societal identifications, let's say, that most people would identify with what they do for a living, et cetera, et cetera. But all these identities are actually hurdles at one point, because you want to get to the point where you just have an awareness and you're not necessarily identifying with an identity, because it's just a false identity. As Bashar would say, there's only two objective facts in the universe. Number one is that the universe was created from unconditional love, and second, that we have awareness. Everything else is subjective, including the personality. And I'd also like to share with you some information that's called Seven Things Your Higher Self Wants You to Remember. Number one, we are exactly where we're supposed to be. Number two, the present is the only moment we can change. Number three, we have everything we need within us. Number four, you are the only true judge of your self-worth. Five, be guided by love, not fear. Six, our security lies in acceptance and not control. 7, you do not need fixing. You are good enough just as you are. I think those are kind of nice attributes that we might want to keep in mind. Now, with respect to the technique I was talking about earlier with relation to the subconscious mind, it comes from Your Universe. That's the name of the website. And they state that this will instantly alter your subconscious. When your subconscious mind believes something to be true, it will alter your perception and begin looking for that thing to make it part of your reality. To get into an alpha state of mind, the intermediate state between waking and sleeping, this state provides a bridge to the subconscious mind, and it allows for vivid, lucid imagery and can assist greatly in manifestation because it anchors a desire in the subconscious mind so that it can become a subconscious reality. And in this technique, you close your eyes and roll them up slightly to see the center of your forehead. This makes more alpha waves. Then you breathe slowly and deeply in the nose and out the mouth. Count 7 on the in-breaths and count 8 on the out-breaths. And you do this about 5 times. Pick a time when you were extremely happy, a positive emotion you can use to connect to a future event. See it in every detail, smells and sounds, and all the positive feelings that you felt. Begin creating a sensory rich image of what you want to create. See it as if you already have it. Imagine. Use your imagination to focus. And talking about how you can talk about how successful you are by having that thing. The more you practice, the easier it is to do this. The more specific you can get, the more the subconscious tends to believe it. And you can state that I now allow myself the experience of, and then fill in what you have just visualized. Don't dwell on it too long. Let go of this process and move on. You send a signal to the subconscious mind that you expect for it to happen. Wanting creates mental doubt that it is possible. Affirming it and releasing it creates expectation and faith that it's already done. Once it is a reality in the subconscious mind will seek and find a way to make it a physical reality. So this is one possible technique that you can try with relation to the third phase of reality creation. With respect to the area of beliefs, I'd like to state that the more you believe, the stronger your will and desire will be. Belief is a belief in purpose. Belief realizes purpose. Belief unleashes your desire and willpower according to purpose. Belief connects your will and desire to imagination. And imagination is the faculty of belief. A person's free will always yields to the imagination. This secret of the will is the magic key which opens all doors of mental power. Your will is powerless to make you advance if you imagine that you cannot. It is absolutely impossible for you to do so. You can use the will by using the imagination, and as you imagine, your will works automatically. The mental picture is the mental force. There and where you focus is where your will act. And that comes from an anonymous source, I believe, related to Enoch Tan material. I'd like to also, at this point, mention something about the 12 chakra system that we operate with. And apparently back in Atlantis, well, since the days of Lemuria in Atlantis, the five chakras outside the body have been pretty much dormant. So even in the yogic teachings, they only talk about the seven chakras in the physical body. But through multiple channelings from different extraterrestrial sources, we realize that we not only have a 12 chakra system, but we also have 12 strands of DNA. And for the most part, we've been using two-stranded DNA because those powers that are in control of the planet actually manipulated our DNA quite a long time ago. And the five chakras outside the body are very important. And the eighth is a more direct connection to the immediate environment, a few feet or miles. The ninth chakra is a more direct connection to space outside our planet. The tenth is a more direct connection to the solar system. The 11th, a more direct connection to the galaxy. And the 12th, a more direct connection to the universe. And as we do ascend and move into fifth dimensional vibration, more of these chakras will be activated. And to my way of thinking, a fully realized person would be a person with 12 chakras and 12 strands of DNA all fully activated. Now, another concept that I'd like to present is that, to my way of thinking, ET yoga, or the yoga belief, is maybe the primary yoga. I'll let you be the judge. Okay, in Hatha Yoga, or it's one of the branches of integral yoga as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda, Hatha Yoga, the practice of yoga postures or asanas, or breathing exercises called pranayams. It also involves cleansing practices called kriyas, and deep relaxation to strengthen and purify the body. A very important and very beneficial aspect or branch of yoga. Raja, R-A-J-A, yoga, is practice of meditation to balance and control the mind. And by the way, it's been shown that regular meditators actually do lengthen their telomeres and actually increase lifespan, a very important aspect of yoga. Bhakti yoga is devotion or manifested through constant love to God, the divine or spiritual teacher. Karma yoga is selfless service, free from attachment to the idea of the results of these actions. In other words, basically how you go about making a living and having the proper attitude. Jnana yoga, J-N-A-N-A yoga, the intellectual approach by which a transcendence of the body and mind is achieved through study, self-analysis, and awareness. Also very important. And Japa Yoga, repetition of mantras, which we did at the top of the program. But personally, I don't see in this list anywhere the yoga of belief. And since everything comes down to what you believe, to my way of thinking, that's the most important branch of yoga, is what you believe. And you need to find out and do the homework about what you actually do believe. And to me, this is all part and parcel of why we're here. We're here to grow spiritually, and one of those areas that we need to cross is this whole area of reality creation. Because in the fifth dimension, we're going to be manifesting instantaneously. And our concept of time and space will also be altered. I'd also like to share with you some interesting information concerning frequencies. And this comes from Christy Marie Sheldon. And apparently on this scale, enlightenment's on a scale of 700 and on this scale. Peace is at 600, joy is 540, love 500, reason 400, acceptance 350, willingness 310, neutrality 250, courage 200, pride 175, anger 150, desire 125, fear 100, grief 75, apathy 50, guilt 30, and shame 20. So we can see from this scale, may not be accurate, but it's reflective of at least some concepts that these ideas of fear, guilt, and shame are definitely low frequencies, as is disease, by the way. And that the emotions of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude have been shown to boost the immune system thousands of times. And also, what's very prevalent in our society is this whole idea of victimhood, where people tend to focus on the negative. And signposts of victimhood are when you blame, complain, and justify your circumstances. So every time you find yourself starting to complain, you can know that it's reflecting victimhood consciousness. And clearly our society is full of this. And a lot of it is blaming others. And the nice thing about taking responsibility for your life is you don't have to blame that old high school coach or the older relationship that happened 20 years ago, because you're a co-creator of it. And if you were to take a look at your lifetime from an after-death experience, you'd see you created the whole thing. And you're always where you're supposed to be. You're always growing. And the cool part is you can unleash all that old baggage of blaming everybody else in your past, regardless of the situation, because apparently you needed that situation to grow and learn from. So it's really a way to free you up from a lot of baggage. And as the late Dolores Cannon has stated, the two things that would help the most in terms of preparing for the fifth dimension is to let go of the past and let go of fear. And I would totally concur with that. Now, another technique that's come about, and I'm trying to... This comes from a guy named Jackie Ducey. And it's an affirmation that actually has on And his last name is Ducey. And in this affirmation, it's 14 words, but he's got it on a loop so that you can play it over and over again as you're falling asleep. A good way to, again, affect your subconscious thinking. And those words are, I am a magnet to all I desire. Tomorrow I will manifest amazing miracles. I'm going to repeat that. I am a magnet to all I desire. Tomorrow I will manifest amazing miracles. Kind of a nice positive thing to play while you're passing off to sleep. I'd also like to say a few words about 5G. I don't want to go into a lot of detail about 5G, but I do want to mention that if you are concerned about the effects of 5G, as most astute people would be, Simon Parks at Connecting Consciousness has stated that there's a group of Russian scientists who have worked with the radiation around Chernobyl and have developed a product. I don't know the cost, but I know it'll be coming out and be available, and apparently they're going to make the product available to the Simon Parks listeners as well as David Icke's listeners. And apparently there's only 12 guys. They make all these protection that puts you in a kind of a bubble, I guess. And I've also mentioned before in ET Yoga about bubble tech, something that you can also research with relation to protection from 5G frequencies. And apparently the powers that be are willing to let it slide that a few hundred people or so may end up with this protection, as long as they can roll it out for the rest of the planet. Something you might want to keep an eye on. I'd also like to continue to remind people in North America that there's some serious health issues happening in North America. Apparently, we are now the worst generation and worst country on the planet with respect to health from the perspective of cancer rate, diabetes rate, obesity rate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In my opinion, much of that's due to Big Pharma, it's due to vaccines, it's due to GMO foods, chemtrails, et cetera. We've got big problems here with immune systems. And most people that do succumb to cancers have way too much sugar in them. They have low immune systems. They have low vitamin D. It's a beneficial thing for everybody to get plenty of sunlight. And if you got a really strong immune system, even the chemtrails shouldn't really affect you. But if you have weak immune systems, they also affect you with the barium and aluminum. And I find most people are just totally ignorant of this GMO foods. GMO foods have been banned in 16 European countries. They're banned in the Soviet Union. And there's a reason for that. It's because third generation mice and rodents, they become sterile. And according to the Pleiadians, GMO foods destroy the immune system. And just as an example, in North America, all American beers are made with GMO corn. I was talking today to some people that, well, they're aware that, 70 or 80% of the food chain's all GMO food. And I go, yeah, and we also have the worst health on the planet. Apparently, 18 or 75% of the young people between 18 and 24 could not pass an army physical. because of health concerns. And 54% of children in the United States have a chronic disease that'll never be cured. And we're all seeing the incidence of autism skyrocket, the incidences of Alzheimer's, et cetera. We're seeing all this stuff. And yet people are just totally oblivious of, every time you eat out, in my opinion, you're going to get GMO'd food. You need to really focus on getting as much organic food. And even though it's not pure, it's still a better choice. And if you have a bit of if you eat some of this GMO stuff, well, I guess you're going to get some, no doubt. But you do not want predominantly your diet to be made of that garbage. The food chain in North America is basically poisoned. I'd like to, at this point in time, give my best wishes to my listening audience to your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And to close out the program with sharing the Who Am I technique, where you place all your attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot, and then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or 10 times or whatever is most comfortable. And the idea here is get in the highest place you know how to get to first, put your full attention in the center of your forehead, and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.